The federal government has vowed to make sure BP foots the bill for the oil cleanup in the Gulf. And this week, BP said it would compensate people for legitimate and objectively verifiable claims from the explosion and spill. But President Obama and others want the company to explain exactly what that means. When it does, the company will have to explain it in Vietnamese, too, as reporter Julia Kumari-Drapkin found out in New Orleans.
Deep in the Gulf.
Father Van Nguyen has been translating for 3 hours, and he's
exhausted. Just switching back and forth, trying to find the words so that I can translate correctly for my people.
And his people are desperate for information. Around 200 Vietnamese fishermen have gathered in the Mary Queen of Vietnam Church to get updates from the Coast Guard, the Environmental Protection Agency, and BP. They don't speak English, but they're America's shrimpers, crabbers, and oystermen, peelers, shellers, and shuckers.
They are the one providing this country with seafood, 30% of it.
More than half of the Gulf Coast's fishing vessels are owned by Vietnamese Americans, Father Vinh says. Many Vietnamese came to the Gulf Coast as war refugees in the 80s. When Katrina hit, they were the very first community to return and rebuild. Now the oil spill in the Gulf has indefinitely closed key fishing grounds in Louisiana. Father Vinh says everyone is asking the same thing.
What are we going to do about our jobs? Right now is the immediate question.
BP has been hiring Louisiana fishermen to help with the cleanup. BP spokesman Hugh Depland promised to provide the Vietnamese fishermen with the training they'll need.
And BP will make sure that the training is there for you, and we will pay for it.
These trainings in Vietnamese, is it going to be translated, or is it going to be done by Vietnamese Americans speaking Vietnamese?
I don't know that level of detail.
With so many problems in the Gulf, details like language access haven't been the top priority. BP has done one training session in Vietnamese so far, but it's the exception.
I hadn't really thought of the problem of outreach to this community until I came here today, and I think we need to address it right away.
Ed Stanton is the Coast Guard captain in charge of the oil spill recovery operations along the Louisiana coast. He's worked with the Vietnamese fishing community before, but this emergency requires a different level of communication.
When I go back to the command post, I'm going to ask, actually direct BP to hire Vietnamese translators so that they can access the system a little bit better.
Accessing the system is critical for making a legal claim for lost income. BP has set up an 800 number to make a claim, but there's a problem with it.
I'm told that when you call the claims line, there will be no one for you to speak Vietnamese.
Theo như tôi hiểu thì khi tôi quý vị gọi vào thì sẽ không ai nói tiếng Việt để thông tin cho quý vị cả.
That on an individual case-by-case basis, they're going to have to come back at you after they find a Vietnamese translator and call you back.
Joel Walter is a local environmental lawyer. He's worked with the community on landfill issues after Hurricane Katrina. He doesn't speak Vietnamese, but his paralegal, Samantha Nguyen, does. She says navigating this disaster will involve some new vocabulary.
You have medical, the environmental, and then you have the legal, you know, especially when you talk about environmental. You know, not a lot of people are knowledgeable about it.
And knowing isn't enough.
To comprehend is one thing, have to understand is one thing, but to articulate.
Father Vinh says translating requires him to think not only about what is said, but also how his community understands it. Take the word dispersant in Vietnamese.
Nó là cái hóa chất để phân tán dầu, để cho dầu chìm xuống dưới đáy biển thay vì đi vào cái bờ biển.
Actually, he's using several words. He's translating dispersant as the chemical that breaks up the oil so it will sink to the seafloor.
Because to say dispersant, I can say that, but our people would say, okay, so what? So it just can't be word for word.
And in environmental catastrophes, there are sometimes just letters.
You know, like EPA, cơ quan bảo vệ môi sinh. Yeah, we can say that, but what does that mean?
The EPA knows translation is important.
EPA hired professional translators. You saw the example. I had to step in.
Father Vinh had to step in at the meeting because the EPA's translator struggled over many phrases like aerial monitoring. Everyone in the room was grateful that he swooped in. That included the EPA official being translated.
I now have the world's best translator.
Ông ta nói là bây giờ thì có cái người thông dịch giỏi nhất. Remember to pay me for that.
For the World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin, New Orleans.